The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.
This is Denise Nostrom, CEO and founder of Diversified Financial Solutions. Now more than ever, investment advice is needed. Not just where best to invest your money, but why. Are you investing for your future retirement? Are you retired and looking to maximize your income? Are you maximizing your income and concerned with leaving money for your loved ones? Are you investing for your retirement at the same time saving for your children's education and at the same time saving to buy another home? Are the markets in line with your goals? Are your goals ever changing? Please contact me at 631-758-8691. That's 631-758-8691, or visit us at diversifiedfinancial.biz. For over 25 years, I have been helping individuals, families, and business owners navigate through all market conditions with only one goal in mind, my clients. Visit me at diversifiedfinancial.biz or call Denise Nostrom, founder of Diversified Financial Solutions, at 631-758-8691. That's 631-758-8691 for a conversation about my most important client, you. Hi, and thanks for tuning in today. You are listening to the Financial Chick Show, and I am the Financial Chick. My name is Denise Nostrom, the CEO and owner of Diversified Financial Solutions, a full-service independent financial planning firm located in Medford. I am here live every Friday from 5:30 p.m. to 6 p.m. on 103.9 LI News Radio. Your Financial Chick is here to help you make better financial decisions and choices to improve your life and reduce your anxiety and stress about money. If you have any questions on anything we discuss here on the air, check out my website at financialchickshow.com or call my office at 631-758-8691. And please like us on Facebook at Diversified Financial Solutions. So last week's show was on how to keep positive in this world where there is so much negativity and sadness. I hope it inspired you and made you want to be positive and push the negativity aside. So we're going to kind of continue that theme because I think it's harder to find the positives than it is to find the negatives. The negatives seem to be all around. So, well, the first is not really, well, I'm going to continue to be positive, but I guess a concern that I have is the schooling. I don't know. My daughter in her school district is still on partial school. So like for this week, obviously Monday was Martin Luther King Day. So, you know, the schools were closed. So she did go to school yesterday and it's on Tuesday, and the rest of the week she's virtual. So, which is fine, but it's, I don't know, I'm finding that all of us, we all need a routine. And I feel like her routine is just not there right now. And it's concerning me. And the competition, I don't want to say competition, but between the other schools that are going 5 days a week versus our school that is just, you know, having the kids in there 2 days a week and then virtual the rest of the days. I mean, we all have to admit, although the Zoom meetings, the Google Meets and everything has been wonderful and got us through this pandemic, you know, it's kind of starting to get a little bit taxing to be on those, and the concentration sometimes is just not there. So that is a bit of my concern. So not a negative connotation, but, you know, more of, I'm sure you're, a lot of you out there are feeling me at this point, you know, maybe working from home or having to work outside the home at this point, or maybe even just being home and just having that closeness. Everybody needs to be somewhere. So I'm hoping that will change soon. So we also had an inauguration this week, and so we will be having a new administration. Again, too early to really see what that's going to be at this point, but as we go through the weeks with the show, I will definitely keep you in, you know, up to date on things and how it's going to affect you and your family and your finances. It was interesting because this last week and this week, you know, a lot of the calls are people starting to panic, wanting to jump out of the market or sell their Twitter stock and all of those types of things. So I'm here, you know, the Financial Chick's here to help you to make those decisions and do the right things at the right time. So we're still in January, even though it's almost halfway over already. I'm just wondering to myself how that happened. It was just New Year's Eve, right? But today we're going to talk about review some annual steps for retirement security. So the new year is often, it's pointed to a time where we renew commitments and we want to improve our lives, including our finances. You know, that's something that's usually up there, health, finance, weight, you know, all of that kind of thing. So given the pandemic continuing effects that are going into this year, it's more important than ever to make sure you're making meaningful progress toward securing your retirement income. So these steps are going to give you just kind of a track to run on as to what to do. So you want to make it a point to determine the actions you'll take to make some real progress towards securing your retirement income by completing some basic tasks. Now, this is not just if you are in retirement or planning for retirement. It's really for both sides of the puzzle. So some of them will be more skewed to planning, but a lot of them are while you're in retirement, things that you should continue to do year after year. So many of these things are going to take less than 20 minutes to complete, but are going to have a positive impact on helping you secure the monthly income that you need to live and the life that you want to see in your retirement. So the first thing is to identify your retirement goals and put them in writing. Sounds so elementary, but believe it or not, so many people don't do that. Through the financial planning process that we do in my office, it's something we do. Most people will come, you know, they know what their goals are. I mean, if you sit, you're sitting there driving in your car or you're at home listening, if you sat down, you'd think about it and you have a pretty good idea of what your goals are. But putting them in writing makes all the difference. Academic studies have shown that you're 42% more likely to reach those goals if you write them down. So what are your dreams? What do you want to do? Are you looking to move? Are you looking to stay in the location? Do you want to spend more time with the grandkids? Really wean that down. I mean, to the lowest denominator. You know, sometimes you say, well, I want to move. All right, that's good. So then the questions come, well, where do you want to move? How much is that going to cost? Are you going to sell your house? Are you going to rent your house? So as you can see, one question or one dream or one goal that you have really opens up a platitude of questions that you really need to answer. Second thing is to talk to someone about your financial goals for retirement. Once you have your financial goals for retirement in writing, talk about them with your close friends, family, coworkers. Your chance of success can increase when you do this because it helps create accountability for your goals. Sharing your goals with someone you look up to is especially helpful, according to some recent research at the Ohio State University. So just this week, actually, I had a client come in. This client, we actually calculated, and they've actually been clients for over 20 years now, which is crazy. And we've been through a lot of things. I mean, we saw their kids, their daughters graduate college, or actually graduate high school, go to college. They were renting and then they bought a condo. The parents there, the two daughters just bought their own places. So a lot of different things were happening. But we were talking about the fact that they love that we have these conversations and we can talk. Well, let me kind of ratchet back for a second. So talk your financial goals with friends and family. So they came in and they're now looking to, like many people, are looking to move out of New York. Believe it or not. Imagine that. So they came in, we were talking about their situation, and they had a list, and I was so proud and I felt so excited because this is something I do and I encourage people to do, a list of pros and a list of cons of either staying in New York or moving. And we went through it, but before they even came to me, they did this with family and friends and talked about the pros and cons and got their opinions on things. So they had their list, but then they were able to get additional information or additional points of view that maybe they didn't think of. So talking to other people is amazing. It's such an important thing to do. And we had a great meeting too. So, you know, I was able to kind of impart a few pieces of information from what I've seen from other people that moved. And I think they made their decision. So it's pretty exciting. And then, you know, the next thing is speak with a financial professional like myself. You know, you can come in the office like my clients have done. Sometimes just talking gives you clarity. You know, we there's so many different alternatives and it's hard. Making these decisions are hard. And when I tell people when they come in for a financial consultation, yeah, the facts and figures are super important, but you know, the feelings are important too. If your financial advisor, if you're working for somebody and they're not asking you how you feel about certain things or interested in about certain things, you know, maybe that's not really the best financial advisor to kind of get you into the next level of retirement. Retirement's an emotional situation. It's a lot of changes, especially if you're moving, you're leaving a job that you've been going to for how many decades. So talking to somebody and having someone understand your feelings and the facts and figures all together is so important. And that's something that we do. Again, this is Denise Nostrom with Diversified Financial Solutions. I am the Financial Chick, and you're listening to the Financial Chick Show. Give us a call at the office at 631-758-8691 if you have any questions on anything. What we're going to be doing is we're heading into the break very soon, but we are going to wrap up after the break the annual steps to do for retirement security. So again, not just for people that are planning for retirement, but people that are in retirement too. So we have some really good nuggets to share and some things, some tasks that you can do to make your life better and comfortable and, again, take away that anxiety and stress that we all have from time to time with our financial life. So it's a lot of pieces. Use a professional like myself if you have questions. We do offer a complimentary consultation, but stay tuned and let's talk more about retirement security. Welcome back. This is Denise Nostrom, the Financial Chick. My company is in Medford, and you can reach me at 631-758-8691 or visit my website at financialchickshow.com. We are here to help you on your financial journey. Over the years, things change, and we are here to help you navigate all those changes. So we were talking before the break about the annual steps for retirement security. So we went over identifying your retirement goals and putting them in writing, super important. Talking to someone about your financial goals for retirement, friends, relatives, pastor, or anybody, you know, that you just really have confidence or someone that you look up to and value their opinions. And then speak to a financial professional like myself, sharing your goals, your dreams, your concerns, and tying them in to, you know, the financial aspects of your life are so important. So we're going to run through some more steps and some things. So if you're driving, don't grab a pen and paper. But if you're not driving in your home, grab a pen and paper. I have some things that I can share with you. And again, some of these to-do tasks that you can utilize and make your retirement security that much more, you know, plausible and better. So the next thing is getting your credit score. There's no single number, you know, that everybody has. Credit scoring services use all different formulas and sources. So, you know, you want to really look at all of them. You can receive a free credit report, which is what the score is based on, every 12 months from each of the main consumer reporting companies. And those are, many of you may know, some of them may not, there's Equifax, there's Experian, and TransUnion. So one of the biggest things, I know it's shocking, but people make mistakes and these institutions make errors, but fact check that report and make sure it's correct and accurate. So many times people will go in, there's charge cards on their credit report that they never had, or there's addresses on their report that they never lived at. So any of these things could be detrimental for various reasons. Again, you want to have everything complete, concise, and correct. So back to the pen situation. So if you have a pen, if you write down, it's called annualcreditreport.com. So www.annualcreditreport.com. Every year you can get those free reports, all three of them. And like I said, it's good to always check in. Do it a certain time, maybe do it in the new year, do it around your birthday, something, put it in your calendar, just to look at what you have. Now, typically, your credit score is not free through this particular program. You do have to pay, but there's a lot of different companies that are doing it now. If you have a Citibank credit card or a Discover credit card, they're giving you that credit score. So people don't realize, you know, the credit score is a pretty big deal. I mean, when you go for life insurance, when you go for car insurance, and there's a lot of different things. So this is a very important piece of the puzzle. The next thing is creating a debt plan. If you've accumulated new debt during the previous year or are still paying off older debt, develop a plan to pay it off. Experts often advise that paying off debt with the highest interest rate first, because this will save you the most money as you decrease those balances. Now, of course, there's other people that say that you should pay off the debt with the lowest balances first, providing the satisfaction of progressing toward your goals. again, there's opinions, there's rules, there's, you know, it has to be best for you. And that's what I love about my job is, you know, I meet with people on a one-on-one basis, whether it's virtually now in pandemic time or one-on-one. Everybody has a different situation, and I kind of evaluate people too. And my goal is I want you to be successful. So yes, for some people, maybe seeing that satisfaction of those lower balances, but maybe with lower interest rates is a better way to go. It really depends on each person. That's why I meet with everybody on an individual basis. No blanket statements here. Everybody gets specific recommendations based on your needs and your situation. So create that debt plan and get that out of your life. That's the biggest step, whether you're planning for retirement or moreover in retirement, you just don't want debt. Maximize your employer's 401k or 403b match. If your employer offers matching contributions for the 401k or 403b in that case, make sure you understand how the program works. Whether there were any recent changes or what you need to do the maximum to create that benefit or to get the most benefit you can from your benefit program at work. These matching contributions today can provide significant monthly income down the road. So every dollar you can get, really think of it as extra pay. You have your base salary, but these benefits add on so much to your situation. So I was helping a colleague of mine down in Florida, another financial advisor, and working on a case, and she has a client that we just retired from Publix down in Florida, which is one of the grocery stores. And she's been participating in the company 401k, and they had a stock program. And this woman who, her title was liquor clerk. So she sold liquor in Publix. And she amassed over $1 million in 401k and profit sharing. I was talking to my colleague. I'm like, wow, this is like unbelievable, you know. But tenacity, and people say, oh, I can't do it, or, you know, I just do this. This is my career. You know, anybody can do it. It's just a matter of whether you want to do it and if you have the motivation to do it. So that was a pretty cool thing. So Publix, pretty good benefits there. Revisit your asset allocation. You know, the goal is to have a mix of stocks and bonds and have different types of investments in your retirement account to build and grow your savings. But you may want to couple that with not just, you know, stocks and bonds, but maybe looking at annuity products. Now, this is a whole thing. You know, sometimes that's a hot topic. Oh, annuities. Love them, hate them. You know, everybody has their opinions. It's for the particular person. Some people don't need them. Some people really need them. An annuity can provide income in retirement. And most of us today don't have pensions. So, you know, you may have your Social Security coming in. You know, you have your 401k, 403b. But where do you have that solid money that you know, all right, it's not in the market. I know it's money that's coming in every single month. People that have pensions have that security. If you don't, annuity may be a great piece to your puzzle. And a lot of people I'm working with right now, you know, doing rollovers or, you know, leaving jobs or moving around money for retirement. The market's a scary place sometimes. It's a great place and it'll grow and do what it is, what you need it to do for you to build up a nest egg, to build a retirement income. But everybody wants that security. So an annuity will provide that and giving you that type of pension. So asset allocation, we think of it always as stocks, bonds, you know, cash accounts, this and that. But how about allocating the investments that you have? You're building your income. So how do you put all those pieces together? So again, this is Denise Snowstrom, the financial chick, talking to you about how to put together retirement pieces of the puzzle. Give us a call at the office, 631-758-8691. If you're not sure, come in for a consultation, see what you may not know. That's the thing. It's usually the things we don't know that can hurt us, and see what things we can impart to you to help you live a comfortable and stress-free retirement. Big thing, check your tax withholding. Now, this will do for people saving for retirement, where you're working, or in retirement. You might be pleased with that large tax refund, but investing this money instead during the year can give you more money over the long term. So you don't want to pay a lot, obviously, when you do your taxes, but at the same time, you don't want to have to get a lot of money back, especially if you're living paycheck to paycheck. This could be a little tweak that you can do in your situation to make it that much better. Review your Social Security statement. So I'm going to give you another website, www.ssa.gov. It's www.ssa.gov. Get your Social Security statement. Years ago, they used to send a Social Security statement to everybody. They decided not to do that. They just kind of cut it off for most ages, and I think they're sending now from age 60 and up. You want to know, A, that that's correct. Make sure all of your income is appropriately put on that Social Security, so that's being counted to eventually give you the Social Security income that you deserve and need. But it's also to estimate for and to plan for retirement. You know, do you know what you're going to need for retirement, or what extra income you're going to need in addition to Social Security? So the last thing is going to be figuring out your essential expenses. Those are the things that you need, rent, mortgage, etc. Make sure you have a good idea what all of those things are. So we're running to the end of the show. We just whipped through that really quickly. But it was the annual steps for retirement security. You can re-listen to this on my website at financialchickshow.com if you missed any of the information we talked about today. But I'm excited to see you next Friday. And actually, in February, we're going to be having some guests come on, talk about health and wealth, property and casualty. We also have somebody that's going to talk about how to allocate 401k plans. So we have some really exciting things. Have a wonderful weekend, and I can't wait to be with you again next week.
Advisory services offered through Blackridge Asset Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Securities are offered through Peak Brokerage Services, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Blackridge Asset Management and Diversified Financial Solutions are separate and independent entities from Peak Brokerage Services.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.